everybody.
Hello!
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC Grayson.
JC.
Well, do you want to share the bad news or do you want me to?
What's the bad news?
That we're on episode 398 and currently ghosted by Jordan, meaning this is...
Yeah, no Jordan update.
Likely the third to last ever episode of Boy Oh Boy.
Devastating, actually.
Yeah. I mean, at least for the listening audience. Like, for us, it'll be liberating. We were just talking about how busy you are, you know, right before the podcast started. This will buy you back. Like, Jordan's going to buy you back like an hour, hour and a half every week at least.
You know, I think I'd rather keep Boy Oh Boy than get that hour back.
Well, let Jordan know. Okay, it's not up to me. It's out of my hands. it's in this blonde girl at Chili's hands, okay?
That's who we should have entrusted our podcast to all along.
What do you mean should have? It's what we did.
Only like 350 episodes in.
Yeah, it feels like longer than that. Jordan feels like a fixture here at Boy Oh Boy, despite her ghosting us for the past like 7 months.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy on her part.
I guess it's maybe because she hates us, maybe because she has no interest in what we have to say anymore, finds us dull, boring, repetitive, and ultimately better off were we without a podcast.
That can be the only assumption. Obviously, she's doing this so that we stop. She doesn't want it to continue.
That's really what I'm feeling. And in fairness, that list I just provided of why Jordan may hypothetically think we suck as people and podcasters, I'm not saying that's like an unfair position to have. I'd say the vast majority of the general population would probably listen to an episode or two and walk away with similar conclusions, right? But the fact that it's Jordan just has a lot of bite to it.
Yeah, it kind of stings extra.
Yeah. Yeah. It just stings point blank, period. The strangers, that one doesn't sting. They just don't know. You know, they haven't been around since episode one, like all of our real fans. But with Jordan, she's been there from the beginning, as we just contradicted. But she's actually been there since episode one, so to have her hate us is sad.
Devastating.
Yeah. I don't know. We have a couple episodes to get whipped into shape, okay? And that begins right now. This is one of those couple. So, we got to give it a go. What can we do to make amends, do you think?
I don't know.
Shit. Maybe just...
Yeah, no, I really got nothing.
Be ourselves, be authentic, and us?
It hasn't worked for us so far.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, let's just fucking wing it, okay? Do some weird stuff this week, okay? If you're feeling like taking a risk, take it. This is our second to last chance. So just... Have no inhibitions, okay? You got that?
Did like, we have inhibitions before?
Well, at least like a couple, that provides some kind of self-preservation, you know? So if you want to just go scorched earth in any respect, go for it. Like if you want to reveal a lot of like the secrets of GameStop, now would be the time.
Nah.
Okay, like, and if I wanted to reveal any specific patient identities at the mental hospital, now would be the time.
Okay, but, like, hear me out. Wouldn't it be the opposite? Wouldn't the end of Boy Oh Boy be the time that we would really want to be able to keep our jobs?
But look how it's not working for us. We can't just go back to the formula when the formula is making us jobless.
Is the formula making us jobless?
Yes, we're about to lose Boy Oh Boy, our primary form of income.
You're making money from this?
Yeah, man. We've talked about this. We have those meetings with the higher-ups. You know the higher-ups. You know they do have us go into separate rooms for the meetings. We never have had a meeting with the higher-ups together, which I find odd. But, yeah. Yeah, it's a really huge, expansive, and vast salary. I'm sorry you didn't get the memo.
Yeah, I haven't been paid anything.
Yeah, well, that fucking sucks. I guess you have really no stake in this. The podcast ending, that is.
Yeah, no, I guess not. Okay. I guess this was a one-way thing.
Yeah, well, it sucks for me at least. But similarly, yeah, like, I know all the slurs and hate in your heart you have bottled up. Now would be a time to maybe pop the cork, you know?
Slurs and hate bottled up?
Yeah.
Maybe that was part of your conversations with the execs, but I ain't got none of that.
Oh, no, this has nothing to do with the execs. This just has to do with us trying to get Jordan back on board. I think she may go for that kind of stuff.
Oh, you think slurs will bring Jordan back on board?
And hate. Like, they can't just be slurs. They have to have hate behind them.
For Jordan. Oh, they have to come from the heart.
In a hateful way. Like, they can't be said lovingly.
Can a slur be said lovingly?
Probably. Like, you could probably use one as, like, a oh, haha, inside joke, like, pet name or something if you're in a relationship. I can't relate to this. It's not an experience I've had, but I could picture it being done.
Do you call your girlfriend slurs, JC?
No, I can't say I do, but if that's...
It's getting to sound like you call your girlfriend slurs.
I don't think so. I don't. Maybe without my knowledge, but... And if any are being said, it's the love option. It's not the hate one, you know?
How would it be without your knowledge?
Like, you just not know something's like a bad, hurtful word. Like, my mom was saying the S word for Hispanic people until, like, her 20s, because, like, that was just what they called Hispanic people where she grew up. And then she moved to San Antonio, which is predominantly Hispanic, and she learned real quick, you can't say that.
We should probably run through all the pet names for your girlfriend real quick, just to make sure.
Ooh. I'm such a fucking freak. I just say people's names a lot. Like, I just say Brandy. Like, every time I address someone, I feel like I say their name. And so Brandy is the primary word. There's no nickname even. It's just straight up Brandy, you know? There's no my love. There's no babe. It's Brandy, you know?
JC, that is actually kind of deranged.
Sometimes when we text, I will do typos. And a very common typo I have, to the point that my phone will now autocorrect, is Brabdy. Where I swap out the N for a B in her name.
I've seen that in your Instagram photos.
Oh, yes. That's exactly right. But otherwise, yeah, I can't really think of one. I bring up the topic of slurs primarily to transition into another topic, but if you have more on this, go for it.
No, we can move on. I did not expect that to be a transition point.
Well, it was a transition. I didn't expect you to have any hate or slurs actually bottled up that might attract Jordan. But, and I just want to clarify, the Jordan being attracted to those things still may ring true. That's not the part I'm disqualifying here, right? But I don't think you feel those things. You know the TV show Love Island, this reality show that's currently ongoing?
I know of it.
Me too. And it's never something I've watched on my own. I've only been, I wouldn't even say peripherally aware. I'm generally aware of it as a concept in a show. Never watched it until this past summer. And I've not watched every episode. I've maybe watched two and a half episodes. But that's because Brandy's roommate is very much into it. And so Brandy's now watching it. And so sometimes when I'm over there, they're watching it. So I'll just stick around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One of the two people who, and I still really struggle with the concept of Love Island, of how someone even wins. And I feel like after watching multiple hours of a show, I shouldn't still have that question of like, how is a victor determined? Like, what is the point of this? But I watch it, and that is still my lingering feeling. But Brandy and her roommate's prediction of what couple was going to win the season. Well, unfortunately, it's impossible for that to happen now. Their prediction to come true. Unlike my Survivor prediction. And the reason for that is that the girl, her social media presence had been dug into a little further. And about 10 or so years ago, when she was like a late adolescent, maybe like 18, 19, she used the C slur for Chinese people. You know?
Oh.
But she used it to describe her own eyes. Like she was using it about herself, which is an odd decision. She is not of Asian descent, as far as I'm aware. And there's all this backlash, there's all this uproar, and you may say, okay, well, you know, long time ago, maybe not appropriate, but she's not doing it now. You'd be wrong. She's used the term on Instagram as recently as, I believe, 2 months ago.
JC, I'm going to be so honest with you. Yeah. I caught none of that.
Oh, you caught none of it. Why did you giggle then?
Well, so you said the thing. I laughed. Uh-huh. And then between then and Instagram some months ago, I got none of that.
Okay. Girl said slur about herself. She's not Asian, but she said Asian slur about herself and her eyes. Okay. And then you say, okay, well, a lot of time has passed. People grow. People change. That is incorrect. She used it 2 months ago in an Instagram post to describe her eyes again and why she needs to get surgery to fix her, well, slur eyes. Understood?
Is there surgery for that?
I mean, I think so. There's surgery for, like, really, I feel like anything aesthetic at this point. Like, you see some of those transformations, like the old men that are balding go into, like, turn into, like, 30-year-old Chads. You see that surgery Elon Musk had to give him those weird barrel abs?
What?
It's, I don't know if it's necessarily confirmed, but if you look at him, his physique has become increasingly unnatural over the years. And the shirtless photos are really unflattering. But there is still somehow abs there, are abs there, but they don't look like ones you acquire through work. They look like ones that might have been surgically implanted. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you mean. Have we considered that maybe he's just suffering from being a bad person?
I mean, yes, it's certainly been a consideration. But I feel like this one may go more toward just like a... I wouldn't even say body dysmorphia, because his body is fucked up. You know, like he should probably feel a bit of shame and self-doubt. But it's just sad that he would at his advanced age. Elon Musk is like in his 50s, right? 60s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's, I feel like, right? At that point, I hopefully come to peace with the fact that I'm getting old and I don't need to have abs anymore.
Do you think you will, though?
I mean, I really hope so. Like, do I think I will? I can't even speak on that. Honest, probably, you know what? I'll say yeah. Yeah, I think I could even get there, which I think speaks to the even sadder level that it is for Elon, okay? Because I feel like at least I'll be grateful. I will say, okay, well, I can look back on my early life, and I don't think I was completely hideous to the point of, like, it was so impossible to find a partner and no one wanted to associate with me, right? Like, I'll be able to look back on my early life through that lens, which is awesome. That's where I'm currently living at, and that's amazing. Elon Musk can't say that. He looked hideous when he was our age.
Poor guy. I mean, you don't got to call it out.
But I mean, you've seen the photos.
Wasn't flattering.
Like, he had the hairline of a, like, 50-year-old really, really young. And he didn't just shave it. He didn't go bald. He decided...
He didn't take the honorable route, you mean?
I mean, I don't even know what's honorable at this point. I don't know if the bald is honorable. Because I feel like now when you're like, okay, I give up on my hairline, I'm just going bald. Is it honorable? Because then you just transform into, like, the Joe Rogan build. Like, the Joe Rogan, Dana White, like, stereotypical, like... You grow out your beard and then you shave your head and then you just become like kind of like, I don't know, unidentifiable. You lose your unique glow because you become bald man with beard.
So do you think it's better to just cling to it? What is the outcome for the balding man?
I really don't know. Like, I love my father. My dad's been balding for a while. But like, and he has like a massive gnarly bald spot on the top of his head and he's just letting it ride, you know?
It's crazy that you called it gnarly.
I mean, that one is. Like, that time I used the term correctly. His bald spot is pretty huge, you know, and that's not usually a positive thing. And he's aware of this. People have said it to him. Maybe they haven't used the word gnarly.
Who's just saying that to him? That's crazy.
His wife and his parents.
Oh.
But... They've also, my grandfather often compares his hairstyle to that of a clown. But he's letting
That's a devastating thing. to be told.
It is, but then when you consider who is saying it, you consider the source. It's my grandpa, and it's there are only so many things you can take seriously from that man's mouth.
I suppose. I mean,
he means them. Yes, he means the thing he is saying, but like, how much weight do you want to give him? Is, I guess, what I'm getting at.
That's a fair point, because I think back to my first meeting with him. Like, the first time I met him, he called me sick in the head, so...
Which was maybe his most accurate read yet. So, that is pretty big. I will say, I was able to go home for the 4th of July this past Friday. I had work, but after work, I drove home to San Antonio and, like, hung out. Basically, the plans were all over the place. My mom didn't realize 4th of July was coming up so soon, so she didn't throw her usual party. And so, like, up until the day of, I still didn't know what the plan was. But they were leaning towards this thing that we did in 2021 and 2022, which is, do you know the country musician Robert Earl Keane? He's, like, a super old man.
No.
Okay. Well, he's supposed to be, like, a legendary country musician. I don't really know him either. But he's from Kerrville, Texas. And so, like, every year for, like, the past 50 years, he's thrown a music festival on the 4th of July in his hometown of Kerrville. So sweet. So lovely. And so we were leaning toward maybe doing that, but I'm really glad we didn't, because it ended up getting washed away in a flood, the music festival. So, you know.
Yeah, there's been a lot of rain recently.
Oh, yeah. That's a light... Like, we've had so much rain that friends and family from out of state are reaching out to check on me levels of rain, you know?
Yeah. I mean, something like 50 people have died from it. It's
half of
it's
them.
It's kind of insane.
Children, young girls away at a camp. It's kind of, yeah. When you hear the story, it's fucking insane that it was within how many, it was within 40 something minutes that the water from the river rose 27 feet. I think that's what it was. But fucking crazy. You know,
I struggle to quantify that amount of water.
Like, how, where does it go? Where is it now?
Yeah, one of my coworkers was telling me how Lake Travis rose like 18 to 20 feet overall from the rain.
Yeah. So imagine that, but within an hour.
Insane.
Yeah, that's why it was a little lethal. I was watching news coverage of it when I was home on Saturday with my parents, and the news coverage in San Antonio is just dog shit, okay? And I feel comfortable saying this because it's the TV station that rivals my father's TV station. So I'm not. This is not me taking any blows within the Cola family. But they really fucking sucked. And I kind of do feel bad for them because they were doing wall-to-wall coverage, which, you know, it's where you drop every other news story and you just focus on one big one and constantly updating it. Because this is such like a big deal here in like central South Texas, you know, hill country area. But there was just so little information still as of Saturday that they had no right doing wall-to-wall coverage. There just wasn't enough stuff to talk about. So they just ended up having to improv for about like an hour and a half as they waited for Greg Abbott to start his press conference, because it was like super late start for the press conference. It was horrible, Grayson. Yeah.
It wasn't there also a thing where, like, the exact situations happened 30 years ago?
Oh, my God.
Where a bunch of campers on the side of the river were also washed away by a flood?
Aw. Yeah, I have no clue. That's so sad if so.
And then they did nothing about it.
Yeah.
And now it's happened again.
Speaking of Elon Musk, I saw his little AI robot on Twitter, Grok. You love Grok. You're a big Grok guy, correct?
Oh, a huge Grok guy.
Okay, rightfully so. I saw Grok arguing with people on Twitter about how the flooding is Trump's fault because of these cuts to different government organizations. And then everyone was accusing Grok of being woke. And then Grok was getting really angry about it and saying, no, these are facts. So shout out to Grok AI, I guess, is what I'm saying here.
I don't know to what extent this is a conspiracy theory and to what extent it's like actually plausible, but I was seeing some stuff also on Twitter/X that was about a cloud seeding company who was doing a bunch of like tests in Texas just prior to this.
Oh boy.
So that might have also been related.
Great. Cool. You know, it's best to get all the speculation. The newscasters who were stalling, they didn't mention any of that, but that could have given them some airtime. Maybe they'll talk about it on a future broadcast. I hope for their sake they do. Yeah. I brought up the 4th of July primarily to mention that I ended up falling asleep really early. I was so tired after work and then driving home that I was only really awake with my family for like 2.5-3 hours. And then I accidentally passed out on one of the bedrooms or on one of the beds in my grandparents' house. I wasn't even supposed to spend the night there. I was supposed to spend the night at my parents' house. But I just passed out and then woke up in the morning. But it was so pleasant. I got to spend like the morning a few hours with my grandparents before I drove over to my parents' house. So that was nice. Haven't seen them or like spent real time with them in forever, which is so sad.
That is nice. How much like actual 4th of July fireworks did you see? Because here in Austin, everything was canceled.
I heard many fireworks, and that was, and I fell asleep at 9:30 p.m., so I probably missed out on the bulk of them. But from like 9 to 9:30, there were many fireworks going off in the sky.
Oh, well, lucky you.
Yeah, well, like the main fireworks celebration in Austin was canceled, the one on like Town Lake. So sad. So devastating. It was a pool party my mom decided to throw. It was freezing and raining. It was like not a party, I guess, but she really made it sound like, oh, I'm not doing a party this year. It's just going to be like a little family gathering. So in my head, I'm picturing, okay, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, and maybe my sisters, Dr. DJ, and my sister's kids, you know, like the immediate family. And I showed up, and DJ and Zoe weren't even there. They're in like Dallas. And then it's like a bunch of my mom's friends, like 6 of them, which I don't know. I felt misled. But it's fine. I fell asleep anyways.
I guess it worked out then. Yeah. I hope your mom at least had a good time.
I hope so. Apparently, she and my grandpa got into a fight after I went to sleep because my grandpa was really mad at them because the curfew for his pool at his neighborhood is 10 p.m. And so the whole entire day, he had, like, not come near the pool, like, hadn't ventured toward it, like, not within, like, you know, 20, 30 feet of it. And then when it got to 9:45 p.m., he apparently pulled up a folding chair right to the edge of the pool and, like, just stared at everyone and, like, made everyone really uncomfortable. And my mom was trying to express to him that it's the 4th of July. There are tons of fireworks. It's probably not the biggest disruption to the neighborhood if there are 5 people in the pool. But he was not having it. So
your grandfather is really something.
He is. He really is. And then in the morning, he seemed so busy and frustrated when we were just hanging out in the morning. And I learned the reason why. It's because he was busy cleaning out his emails, which is a daily task of his.
How is this man getting so many emails?
His wife does sign up for so many different franchises, like coupons and such, you know? But
oh, so his email is just like, might as well just be posted on every billboard.
It may.
Sent it's to like, every telemarketing company.
Half of his emails are like from Old Navy, you know? That's really what it is. But he's got to clean it up. He's got to clean it up, make sure everything's okay.
Does he often shop at Old Navy?
No, but his wife does. Shop there, she does. Oh, and Kohl's. We know about Grandma and her Kohl's cash. This is long-standing boy oh boy lore, of course. Grayson, you wanted to purchase an investment I think I might be making soon that I've never really had an inkling of doing before?
Please do share, and then I'll talk about my weekend.
You have this item already. Like, you have this thing, and so you might be able to sing the praises of it. The item I'm considering purchasing is a Brita.
No, I don't have a Brita.
Oh, you don't? But you have like a water filter situation.
Yeah, I have a different water filter.
Okay.
Mainly because it's the one my mom picked out.
Okay. Is this like a Fox News one?
No.
Oh, I was thinking like a Tucker-themed water filter.
No, nothing like that. Like, this isn't a Fox News filter. But you remember when she, you know, had cancer? And then did a bunch of research over toxic stuff. Part of that research was also over water purity and things like that. She got really into making sure there weren't like heavy metals in her water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I kind of just trusted her opinion when she was like, this one's good.
That makes sense.
And she bought it for me, so
I have always been of the mindset that I'm just going to drink the tap water. Who cares? It's easy. It's available. It's what's in water fountains, you know? Other people are probably drinking it, too. It's probably fine. And so that's usually the route I go. But it's through the marketing of Brita that I've really considered it, Grayson. They have a social media team. And the vast and they post a lot, okay? But the vast majority of their posts get like 20 to 100 likes, okay? And this is a big company. This is Brita, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally, they have just the most massive post ever, okay? And one of these larger posts with like many hundreds of thousands, maybe not even hundreds, maybe it was like 80,000 likes, came across my feed. And this was months ago, okay? Came across my feed, and I adored it. I adored this little advertisement put out by Brita. And now months have gone by, and I now have a coworker, one of the nurses where I currently work, whose name is Brita. And so anytime I see her at work or I'm working under her as one of her techs, this song is just looping in my head from the Brita advertisement. Would you like to hear it? I can pull it up for you.
Could you sing it for me instead?
Would you like me to first sing it and then play you the real thing? Because the real thing is something to behold.
Sure.
Okay. And I may get the lyrics wrong, so I do want to preemptively apologize for that, okay? Like, please don't hold it against me if I do, and I likely will. But I believe it goes, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It goes, I filled a Brita for my baby, but it's still not enough. She liked to live on iced coffee. Oh, yeah, she don't give a, oh, kitten, drink from the Brita. My little kitten, drink from the Brita, please. Now, would you like to hear the real thing?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I filled up Brita for my baby, but it's still not enough. She loved to live on iced coffee. Oh, yeah, she don't give a. Oh, kitten, drink from the Brita.
What you want to do is save. Oh, sorry. Ignore that. Ignore that ad that came on afterwards.
There's no way that's an official Brita ad.
It is. And also, would you like to see the visuals? Because it's going to convince you even more that it's not officially them. The visuals really are what bring it together. I don't know if I would have been as obsessed with it and had it got stuck in my head so much without the visuals of this Brita advertisement. Gray the Gray, did you receive my text message?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. What do you see?
So it actually opens with like a POV of water going into this random dude's mouth.
I ignore that part.
And then it immediately goes into a pink and blue, I guess, tunnel?
Like, yeah.
It's a CGI or like computer generated tunnel of some sort. And just kind of zooming through a windy tunnel. But it's also like they only got three colors that they're working with. So it's not a very high def tunnel.
Oh, that's not nice.
And in the center of it, there's a pretty low poly cat model. That's just kind of dancing.
Oh, he's dancing. He's dancing up a storm. And he just disappears at one point.
He's got some moves. He does vanish at one point and then emerge from the bottom of the screen. And around the time that he emerges from the bottom of the screen, the background shifts to the stairs of heaven.
That's right.
At which point, the cat no longer continues to dance. And
he gets down on all fours.
He gets down on all fours, stands like a regular cat, as what I can only describe as a PNG of a Brita pitcher. Like the water pitcher.
Yeah, that's right.
Appears... And then pours water out, but the Brita filter is rotating.
It is.
So it doesn't like pour from the right spot.
Well, again, no need to pass judgments about what's right and not. But I do adore how the Brita pours water just onto the cat's head. The cat isn't even drinking it.
I mean, but therein lies the point. Could in theory be drinking it?
It could be, but we learned that the cat doesn't even like Buddha water. The cat likes iced coffee. Don't you? Okay, we'll just listen to it one more time.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I filled up with her for my baby, but it's still not enough. She loved a whip on iced coffee. Oh, yeah, she don't give a. Oh, kitten, drink from the buena. My little kitten, drink from the buena, please.
And I would just like to add some context to all this, Grayson, that I am not exaggerating when I say it is all day in my head at work for weeks. I'm working on at a mental hospital, and this nurse is exclusively on the psychotic ward, the psychotic unit. And while I'm dealing with all these people undergoing psychosis and schizophrenia, that's just what's looping in my head, okay? So that's the quality of care they're getting.
I want to point out as well,
yeah,
on the official posting on Brita USA,
yes,
this still only has 7K views.
Well, that's on the YouTube. I found it on Instagram, in fairness, and on Instagram it had many, many more. It's just, it was, okay. I was so taken by it, I had to also search it up on YouTube, you know?
I see.
Yeah. I would, it's not the smash viral hit, but it is stuck firmly in my head, Grayson. And it's true. It's been at least a month.
It's really remarkable. I don't blame you.
Uh-huh.
It's really something to behold.
My little kitten, drink from the Buddha. Buddha. It's awesome. Also, yeah, who names their child Brita? Why do I have a coworker named that?
That's also a good point. What's up with that?
I have no clue, but I'm not even that close to her because she's like this like middle-aged woman who's a nurse, so she's like technically above me, and she's nice and all, but the nurses are always so busy and their shifts are longer than the techs, so I just don't know how to present this to her to let her know, hey, I don't know if anyone in your life has shown you this yet, but here's my favorite Brita advertisement.
It's probably best that you don't.
Maybe. I don't see it going well, you know? But
yeah, you might end up staying there not as an employee.
Yeah, no, I can see that. But you have to understand how it's really hard not to tell people about it. Like, I want to share it with the world, the song. And it's not on Spotify, unfortunately, and I fear it may never be. You know? Well, I guess now it's on Spotify. I can just pull up this episode of Boy Oh Boy, timestamp it.
True. You have that option now.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say about that. Do you want an actual water filter recommendation? Because my mom would probably recommend getting a Berkey.
I truly would only get it because of the ad, and I would end up getting a Brita. I don't know if I'd even use it, Grayson. But I do feel FOMO. Like, their marketing has worked. And I will feel a bit of FOMO without the Brita. Like, I'm not in this for a water filter. I'm in this for a Brita.
Wow.
You know?
They've really done one on you.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. And I'm aware of it. And I'm really okay with it. I don't feel manipulated. You know?
You probably should.
I should feel manipulated?
Yeah.
They made good music.
They made something.
It's like I like a lot of bands, and to support them, I buy their merchandise and go to their shows. I can't go to any Brita shows. The least I can do is buy one of their product.
Do you think you could find the artist who recorded that?
My biggest fear is that it's an AI artist. That is my biggest fear on this earth right now.
Let's be honest. That's almost definitely what it is.
I don't know. The visuals, certainly AI. However, what gives me hope is that they do have the small team of characters that work on their social media, because it's the same 5 people on all their videos. So this is a team of real people that work on the Brita social media. If one of them is even remotely musically inclined, there you go. But then also, they could have also just easily outsourced this to Fiverr, you know, and it had been a real person who was underpaid and made great, great work.
I kind of hope that that's the case.
That's a Fiverr artist?
That a Fiverr artist got paid to make Brita's most successful ad.
Hell yeah. It's It's really good. I'd recommend everyone check it out. It's really hard to find because, again, it's not quite as viral as it maybe made it out to be at first. But what, like, the YouTube video is, like, named horribly. The name of the YouTube video is "You Won't Believe What This Sip Turns Into." Why would you name it that? Just call it.
Well, because you remember it starts with the POV of water.
Yeah, I remember it, but that's the part I care least about. That you're burying the lead. The lead here is there's a cat singing about a Bwitta with a speech impediment. Who gives a shit about the dude drinking water at the beginning?
Have you checked any of their other videos to see if there's anything similar?
Yes, they released the second verse to the Bwitta song, if that's what you're asking.
Oh boy, was it as good?
Yeah, like I don't know, it was an expansion on it. Like, it almost felt like they just cut it out from the original one and then they added it in once it was such a success. But I can play it for you. You can be a judge for yourself. Would you like that?
Nah, I think we need to move off this at some point.
Okay, that's okay. But again, I do recommend everyone in their own time checks out the Bwitta advertisement. But you told me you want to talk about your weekend.
Oh, yeah, because I met my girlfriend's dad for the first time.
Oh, shit. Did he intimidate you?
No, he was actually a really great guy. We got along great. Oh,
that's lovely. How tall is he?
Yeah, he was super good. About the same height as my girlfriend, 5'8".
Oh, I thought you were going to say about the same height as you. I was going to be blown away. But
we took a photo together.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend sent it to their family group chat, and her dad joked that in the photo, he looks like my gardener.
Oh, how lovely.
Because I'm just so much taller than him.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought was a hilarious joke.
Uh-huh. Do you still have those plants from the Down syndrome farm?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So you don't even have a semblance of a garden.
No.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, it's okay. I kept holding out hope, but then my mom visited one time and looked at him and was like, no, they're donezo.
Oh, no. This is so sad. Well, one day you'll have a garden. I have hope and faith. You know, do you want a garden? Is that even a goal of yours? Maybe you don't want a garden. Maybe I'm forcing this upon you.
No, I would like a garden, but okay. I've come to accept that it's probably going to be something that happens when I'm not living in an apartment.
Yeah. Also, that's not true. Marianne's garden. What the fuck am I talking about? Of course you want a garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that can be done in an apartment because we won't live there. Steven will live in the movie theater and such, but we won't live at Marianne's garden, I didn't think.
Honestly, so true. But have we considered, what if we just do live at Marianne's garden?
I'm cool that we should at least have the option, like maybe a room with some bunk beds.
Room with some bunk beds, or we could even like
clothes.
Put Marianne's garden at the center of like a big comp. Have we considered living like the Amish and just having a compound?
Yeah, I just don't want it to be at the center of a compound because then it won't be very accessible to the public.
Oh, true. We can stick it at the edge of the compound then.
Like, in order to get into the compound, you must pass through Marianne's garden.
It only makes sense.
Yeah. And then we can do like the whole Scientology thing too. And like have people protest and like stay outside with like their iPhones and be like, don't let them talk to you. And so like they're just screaming at Steven. And he has a TV remote in his hand. Yeah.
He's just asking people, what movie should we watch next?
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you want to watch Megalopolis?
They think we're victimizing the homeless. We're providing them with free entertainment and food. Okay. Well, it's not free. It's a one-time purchase, but you know.
Yeah.
We've gone through the logistics. Everyone knows already.
I think without explanation, no one is going to be able to decipher what we mean by that.
Everybody. If you've made it to episode 398, you know about Marianne's garden. Podcasts should work like that. You should have to unlock every future episode by listening to the preceding one in full. And, like, no skipping, no maybe two times speeding it, you know? But if you two times speed it, maybe you have to do a little quiz at the end. I feel like that way people can earn it.
Yeah, and, like, it shouldn't be our responsibility to retread lore, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would agree. And then that way everyone's up to date, we know everyone's in on it, and we can just be our comfortable, natural selves. Maybe that's what is missing. That's why Jordan hates it so much, is that we retread so much. We over-explain things that she already knows because she's a real one.
Honestly, that could be it.
Yeah. So We'll have to cut that out and work out. I think maybe, you know what? The quizzes aren't just going to be for 2x speed. The quizzes should be after every episode regardless. Because what if you walk out of the room? Okay?
What if you walk out of the room? Yeah, it's important that, like, we know you know, you know?
Yeah. And I would say we'll have part of it multiple choice, part of it free answer. Okay? And we'll, like, run it through some detection to make sure you're not using ChatGPT, because obviously. And then I don't want there to be quizlets about what the quiz is either. So we could maybe have like a bank of thousands of questions for every episode. And then that way the test is different every time.
I think that's probably pretty important. Yeah.
Okay. And then you can be granted access to the next episode, be gifted, awarded, spoiled with the next episode of Boy Oh Boy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, we're already giving out a free product. It's the least people could do to, like, learn the lore.
You know what? That is a problem. Maybe, like, there should be a dollar that must be spent as well every time to graduate to the next episode. You pass the quiz and then you pay a dollar.
We might actually make money off the podcast at that point.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty
we would get a dollar a week exclusively from Jordan.
That's right. I was going to say, if we open up the Apple, Apple's going to take a big cut of that. I think 50% of our dollar. So maybe... maybe we just take the podcast off mobile and we only have it on the website.
Yeah, all great ideas. We're really pumping out some killer ideas for
this.
It's
not like you can't access the podcast and like the podcast website from a phone. You can. I just don't want it to go through like the whole iOS thing, you know, like the whole microtransaction situation. We deserve our money. Okay? We're not going to get screwed over.
After nearly 400 weeks,
we deserve a full dollar. That, you know, it's all we're asking for is just a dollar in full. I'd like that. I'd really like that. But whatever. Maybe I'm asking for too much, Grayson. Maybe I'm being selfish.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so. The day after... no, I was going to say the day after 4th of July. It was 2 days later. On July 6th, Brandy and I went to Schlitterbahn. And we were so certain, up until like 30 minutes before we left, that we weren't going to be able to go. That, of course, it's going to get canceled. Like, New Braunfels is where a lot of the flooding is happening. And there were thunderstorms the day before. And supposed to be thunderstorms that day. But we ended up getting a whole day out of Schlitterbahn. It was a little cloudy. Yo. And there was no rain, though. Like, everything was fine. They kept the park open. It was awesome. So, that was cool. Got to hang out there. But I will say the clouds were deceptive, Grayson. Okay, I'm a really pale guy. I have a lot of fair skin, pale complexion. And I thought, well, it's cloudy. Great. Awesome. I don't need to be as on top of my sunscreen because, you know, there's literally no sun. It's kind of cold here at the water park. That was a mistake. I am severely burnt all over my tummy and chest. It is fluorescent red still and hurts.
Now, I gotta tell you, JC, how bad could it be?
Pretty.
Okay, so not that bad.
Yeah, it's like pretty bad. I've had like actual serious burns from Schlitterbahn before on my shoulders, where like it peeled and scabbed up, and it took like a month and a half to heal. Like that was bad. This won't do that. This should hopefully peel, if it peels at all, within the next couple days. But you know, laying down hurts.
That's no good. No. GC, random thought.
Okay.
What if our military swapped back to using, like, I sneezed.
I know. That was unprofessional. Could have
muted.
What
if our military swapped back to using, like, the uniforms they did during colonial times? Like, Continental Army uniforms.
Uh-huh. Like, what if?
Yeah.
I think that...
I feel like that'd be pretty cool.
I mean, I guess. Like, but I don't think there are going to be, like, far-reaching consequences. Like, you say, what if... what if is that, okay, their outfits are different now. It's all retro. Cool. You know? But, like, I don't think there will be any greater fallout. World. Okay, you think this will yield good things for... That made it sound like I'm implying that there will actually be bad things yielded. But you think there will be tangible benefit to this?
I think so.
Okay. I'm open to that. Do you mind expanding?
I think more people would be proud to be American.
Yeah. They'll at least know they're free.
Yeah. And they won't forget the men who died in those fancy little uniforms.
They may. My mom forgot about July 4th not too long ago. So I don't want to say anything I can't take back.
Well, hear me out.
Uh-huh.
Probably because they hadn't swapped the uniforms yet.
Oh, true. Yeah. No, that makes sense. And I feel like people want to underplay the role of fashion in these things. It does not get enough respect. But you're right.
Fashion is pretty important for, like, military attire.
That's exactly right. That's why so many people joined the Space Force. They just had cool outfits.
Hear me out, JC.
Yeah, I'm hearing.
There are clothing designers around today that basically made their company off of doing uniforms.
Hell yeah. This is epic. There's a uniform store not too far from me. I could walk there within 10 minutes. So, this is pretty cool, Gray the Gray.
Well, hear me out, JC. Okay, I'm thinking of one particular company. I'm thinking of Hugo Boss.
Okay.
They did the Nazi uniforms.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I'm not this like Nazi enthusiast like you are.
Okay, well, shush.
Wow.
I'm not.
Okay, I was waiting for that part. I was a little concerned that it wasn't coming. But we got the denial. That's good.
But, like, if that company can survive that, then obviously fashion, you know, supersedes all other norms.
I mean, I guess, but, like, I barely even know what Hugo Boss is. Like, I don't have any of that. A Volkswagen might be your better bet in, like, defending Nazism and, like, how, like, it could live on. Because that shit is everywhere. Like, that one I know, and I've seen. I see it a lot.
So we've determined two things.
Mm-hmm.
If you made good cars or you made good fashion, you can escape. Is it Scot-free or Scot-free?
I usually say Scot-free. I hear people say Scotch-free, but I think that is a malapropism.
Okay, I'll go with Scot-free. You can escape Scot-free from being partially responsible for a genocide.
Yes, the correct phrase according to AI Overview is Scot-free, with one T and a hyphen, meaning to escape punishment or consequences for an action, often negative ones.
They got off scot-free.
I like that it's
for their
often
responsibility
negative.
In a genocide.
It's not always negative for scot-free. Like, you can get off scot-free from, like, cake and cookies on your birthday. When you really want cake and cookies.
Do you think, like, Hugo Boss got off scot-free from cake and cookies on his birthday as well?
And it sounds like a fat guy name, so probably not. He was probably stuck with the cake and cookies.
You think he was a fat guy? But how many fat people are into fashion?
I feel like a lot, right? That feels,
you know,
like
what? Actually, yeah, fair point. I feel like fat people are disproportionately into fashion.
It didn't take much to get you to concede on that one.
Well, yeah, because I was thinking of, like, the modeling world. And, like, the modeling world, notorious for having very skinny people.
Okay, I'm Googling Hugo Boss IRL. Okay, it's a lot of perfume. This is not helpful.
But, like, looking, like, really considering it, I feel like fat people, yeah, are definitely disproportionately into fashion.
Oh, but I forget these are Nazis, so they're all, like, kind of in shape. Or, like, skinny and malnourished. Like there weren't that many fat Nazis I remember from photos and, like, from history class.
Wasn't there that one, like, famous pilot Nazi?
Again, I'm not the enthusiast. I don't know. But I trust
I think
you
he
to
was
speak
pretty
on
fat.
It. Okay. Okay, good for him. Where were we? Where were we, Gray the Gray? What, Scot-free? Scot-free. Ah, yes. Great. Awesome. I did not get off scot-free from, well, just a rough week at work. Okay, would you like to hear about it a little bit?
I would love to.
Okay, do you remember last week I told you the tale of and I had not met this person, I had just heard about it, the tale of a patient who would get down on all fours and start lapping up his own piss?
Yes.
Okay, well, I've since had to work on the floor where that patient is, over on the C unit, psychosis unit, which we talked about a little bit on the podcast last week, where I was, like, a little terrified that I wasn't getting put over on C, because I was like, does that mean they don't trust me? What's up with that? And they've since put me on C 3 times.
Obviously, they're listening to the podcast.
They clearly are. And it sucks, because that means they're doing it out of spite, because on the podcast I said, just keep, leave it the same. Keep me over on the easier unit. But, you know, just, like, reassure me that you do trust me to do C when I need to. But basically, like, the big guy, the big muscly guy who's usually over there, he's called out 3 days, and so they put me over there in his place.
A perfect replacement.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I think. But I've gotten to work a lot with this guy who had that problem of lapping up his piss. The first day I was over there, things did not go so well because I only had enough time to, like, take this dude's vitals. We take vitals in the morning, like, do temperature, blood pressure, oxygen level, all that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I had a kind of unpleasant interaction where he got tired of waiting for the cuff to read, and so he just ripped it off and then, like, stormed away. So I was like, oop, okay. But nothing bad, you know, that's fine. I just marked down on the paper that they refused, you know, like it's truly mm-hmm. whatever. And then I hear screaming and yelling maybe like half an hour later. Apparently what's happened in the time that I have not necessarily been away, but just been on a different part of the unit is that one of the other techs realized that there was this really gross smell coming out of that patient's room. And that is because, with hindsight, we now know that they stockpiled their piss and shit in the toilet for who knows how long and then clogged it real bad and then just started flushing over and over again so that his room overflowed with piss and shit and then sort of rolling around in it and then emerged from his room and would, like, get really close up to people and, like almost on top of them as he was covered in piss and shit. And so that was within, like, the first hour and a half of me working on the psychotic unit. You know?
Cool.
Oh, and then he went outside and pissed on a bench. And exposed himself to everyone.
What type of psychosis does that?
It's hard to say. It maybe speaks to a larger behavioral issue. But I've actually become quite close with this patient. The next day, it was a great day. We got along really well. He actually very much likes me. He's like this younger guy. Like he's very, very sweet. He just like struggles. Like he has like a really hard time, you know? And so like that next day, we got along really well. And then today, I was on this patient's one-to-one. A one-to-one is like when you're with a single patient all day monitoring them so they can't do anything like too mm-hmm. drastic. Which he wasn't on last week for like some reason. I don't know how he wasn't on one last week, but he was today when I showed up. So I ended up on his one-to-one. And he's a really sweet guy. Like he just really fucking struggles and like acts out when he's like going through it because it's like a lot of like physical pain. But I think what it is like like some patients have like auditory and visual hallucinations, which are kind of what you more commonly associate with psychosis and schizophrenia, but also other patients, I've ran into fewer of them, but I believe this person might be one of them. It's a lot more like tactile, like feeling, like touch hallucinations, if that makes sense. And then you combine it with like delusions and like their own little like internal world, but he didn't like explicitly today explain to me this is why I piss and then like roll around in it. Like he didn't explain it to me in those terms, but like just what he was saying, I was connecting the dots in my head of like, oh, he's not just doing this as a cry for attention. Like in his own head, this all makes sense. Like it's what's letting him like balance himself and like release and like get like all the weird tension that's like in his system out. And like a version of that is pissing, you know. Odd. It's an odd situation.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Yeah. But again, he's really, like, if you treat him well, he's so easy to get along with. He's very, like, he's nice. He's very easily redirectable. Like, he won't, like, but if you treat him like shit, it just makes it worse. And the person that was on his one-to-one today, another tech, one that I've not interacted with very much, she's like this middle-aged lady. I mean this with actually no respect whatsoever. I was going to say all due respect. That's not true. I mean it with no respect. She sucks at her job. And she was horrible to him. Like, she was so mean to him for, like, hours. And, like, he was, like, just screaming, like, going through it, like, having, like, the worst time, writhing on the floor, throwing himself on the ground. And she's, like, just being a dick to him and, like, antagonizing him and being like, well, this is just a cry for attention. Which, even if that's true, why the fuck would you say it? You know?
Yeah, oh my god. She doesn't seem quite the fit for that job.
No. No. And so, and then guess what? When they, because she swapped with me once he started pulling out his dick and like exposing himself to the people. And once that happened, they switched me over to the one-to-one and everything was fine. You know? Like, you kind of explain things, treat him like a fucking person, and things go a lot better. But like, she's like laughing and like, it's just talk. She like talks about him when he's like right fucking there and like saying not really glowing or nice things, and she continued to do that throughout the day. Like, she would come over to me and like just talk about shit, and it's like he's behind that wall, like he hears you. Like, I didn't say this, it's what I'm thinking, but oh my god, it was so frustrating. Like, it was like the first bit of like actual me getting like upset at work, and it was because this lady was just so fucking oblivious and making things so bad.
Why didn't you tell her that?
Like, what am I going to, like, do in front of the patients? Be like, you're bad at your job. Stop doing that. Like, no. So, like, I just did my thing and tried to intervene as much as possible because, like, I know he likes me and is, like, cool with me. And, like, tried to act how I would act and did act and, like, hope that would give her a hint of, like, stop fucking shit-talking the guy and help him. And so I tried to lead by example more so. But yeah, I think I do want to tell like the, well, I don't even know. I don't know who would be like directly in charge or like what to say. I know what to say. I'd say you can't have this person over there with the psychotic patients. But Jesus Christ, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there has to be someone that you can tell about that. Like, there really needs to be.
Yeah, like my guess would put maybe like director of nursing, because the techs are technically part of the nursing department. But what makes me feel so weird about it is that she's been there way longer and she's like a full ass, not to say I'm not a full adult, right? But she's like, you know, in her 40s or 50s. I don't know. I don't know if it'll like rub people the wrong way if I'm going and being like, hey, this person who's been here longer is doing bad things.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I don't know your job well enough to be saying things.
But yeah, no, I was getting so frustrated. And like, I understand too that I am very good at like being fake, I think. Because like, she's still coming up to me at the end of the day cracking jokes about the patient. And like, I'm like, how after like, oh my God, I just, whatever. Oh, whatever. It's over.
Well, if it's after the day, then maybe you talk to her then, you know?
Yeah, well, it's like we're still on the unit at the hospital. It's just like we're leaving, you know? But I don't know. I don't like ruffling feathers. And it ended up working out. Like, I ended up on the one-to-one with the guy, and things ended up going way smoother. But, like, what am I going to do? Like, I think... And for the most part, I've said it on the podcast before, like, most of my coworkers, the people that are in the same role as me, are fucking awesome. They're great. And this person's been great, too, up until this point, you know? I just think they truly don't know how to, like, treat someone who's psychotic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're treating them like they're, like, your own child, but it's like they're an adult. They might be acting childishly. They might be, like, really regressing. But, like, they're an adult. They're there.
You got to treat them with, like, dignity and respect. And
yeah, which is hard. When there's a boy rolling around in his own piss and shit, it's hard to be like, ah, yes, let me treat you with dignity. It feels, like, a little contradictory there. But, yeah, you adapt. You do the best you can. But
strange job you work, JC.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I got some piss on me today. I had to help get him up out of a puddle of piss before I took over the one though. No more piss after I took over, by the way. All good on the piss play. You know?
Piss play?
Yeah. Well, maybe not play. The piss, I don't even know how to phrase it. The piss interaction. You in the piss play?
Can't say I am, no.
Okay, well, try it out. Try it out.
Is that a recommendation?
I mean, sure, yeah. I don't want to I don't want to keep you from anything that you might find fulfilling.
Do you find it fulfilling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big on piss. That's why I like the word piss so much. You'll never hear me say the other P word for the other substance. I don't like that word. But piss rolls off the tongue, you know? In more ways than one. Am I right? Gray the gray?
You know, I'm going to leave that one to you.
I'm just trying to get Jordan back for episode 400, okay? I'm throwing everything against the wall. I'm doing what we talked about earlier.
You think piss play is going to be the thing?
You never know. And if it is, guess what? You're going to be thanking me.
Maybe. I get. I don't know, actually.
You won't be thanking me if the piss play is what gets Jordan back on board?
No, because I think I'll be so disappointed that that's the thing that got her on board.
That you just won't respect her anymore?
I don't know who I'll respect less, you or...
Well, the damage is done for me. Regardless of Jordan's reaction, the damage is done. I already talked about the piss.
Why are Instead we still talking about the piss?
Because we're talking about Jordan, who's like the broader issue here, you know? Or the broader goal, point, etc.
Yeah, Jordan's not an issue. Don't say that about her.
Well, she's about to be if she doesn't come on the podcast in two weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm going to text sad. Jordan right now. I'm just going to say, Jordan, we got 2 weeks.
What's happening? Maybe say, what's happening, comma, girly? With like
that's
an
a good
ID.
Idea.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you think any emojis might fit in there?
What's happening, girly? Let me check the emojis.
Is there like a yellow liquid one?
Oh, you know, I never got to the thing about my weekend that I actually wanted to get to.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Turned it into a piss conversation. But I part of a meeting with her dad. Is he was so kind to send me a bunch of photos of my girlfriend when she was little.
Oh, how lovely.
Mostly to embarrass her. And let me tell you, they're fantastic. I stinking love them. And so I've turned a bunch of them into stickers that I now have.
Ooh.
And I'm going to send you these stickers now.
Oh, virtual stickers, not real life stickers.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, sadly
okay.
Not. They could be potential stickers in the future.
Okay, understood. Okay, great. Okay, when you say, like, of her when she's little, I was picturing, like, toddler. But this is, like, her as a preteen.
No, there's toddler ones.
Oh, okay. I guess we're just waiting on those.
I mean, the first two are, like...
Loving the one of her and the cowboy get up. You know, that one's huge.
Yeah, that one's great.
There's one where she looks like she's dressed as a character from iCarly. You know, there's one that with the red T-shirt.
Are you talking about the second
bag.
Sticker?
Yep, yeah, that's yeah, right. Yeah. Very iCarly-esque.
Little
no,
sassy.
These are really wonderful, Gray the Gray. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I think they're fantastic. I especially like the one of her getting her hair cut into a bob where she's throwing up a peace sign and she's got a little smirk going.
She really does. It's verging on like emo almost, you know?
I'm like going to send you the actual photo. That way you get the full effect here.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. I was hoping.
Yeah, no, I think it's important for you to see it in its full glory, you know?
We should hurry up about it. All I'm looking at is three dots. Okay, there we go. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Yep.
And that's something.
She's getting her hair done. No, that's true. It is something.
She's going to be so upset I sent you these, but also she let me know earlier today that she's only on episode 391, so we got some time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's fine. And also, I'm going to send you a photo right now that you can, like, give her as, like, I don't know, a little peace treaty. I think you may know the photo. You may be familiar with the photo, Gray the Gray. Do you see what I just sent you?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That's right. That's me, my grandma, and my first grade teacher all with matching haircuts.
Oh, I'll hold that as collateral. Thank you.
Yes, of course. You're welcome. Do you like
our
haircut?
Why is it so pixelated?
It's a really old photograph. You know? I don't know.
But like, what, was it taken on a BlackBerry or something?
It's not
like,
pixelated
on
my end. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm telling you, JC, this photo is like
Well, listen, you get the pixelated variant. I don't know.
Is it not pixelated on your end?
No, it's
really pixelated on my end.
HD on my end, but it's certainly not pixelated. It looks like an old photo from like 2005, which it was.
No, this thing's pixelated, brother.
Oh my god, I'll send it again. Calm down, okay? Where is it? Guys, it's a photo of me and my grandma and my teacher, and we all have bowl cuts. And I have just the fucking boniest little arms. And the shortest sleeves, too, going on. I don't know what's up with my outfit.
You do look quite fantastic. That's kind of a fit.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you get it in full res this time?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I think you're too snooty. Your standards are too high for photos from 2005, quite frankly.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. Was it taken on a digital camera or is this a photo of a photo?
I don't know. Do you see the age I was at the time of this? I don't know what a digital camera was. I don't think phones were even a thing. Yeah, you know what I'd use that computer for in the background? You know what I'd use it for? I'd use it for kids' pics, Grayson.
Kids' pics, kids' pics.
Yeah. Kids I watched pics, this one pics. Influencer on Instagram Reels, and she reveals five old kids' pics sound effects that you'll recognize from your childhood. Okay? And it gets tens of thousands of likes, and they're like, wow, I remember it. Nostalgia. That's where I'm at in life. Okay. That's and my therapist told me that she got a new job and tomorrow's our last session together. So there's a lot going on.
What's the new job exactly?
She'll be doing assessments for like a big therapy company, but it's for like the intensive outpatient program. But basically she was just a little overwhelmed by the fact that being like her own like boss a little bit, not that she was her own boss, but being a, independent contractor, which is what like most therapists are. Not even. What would you even call it? What's it called when you build your own schedule, but you're working as an employee for an employer, but your wage is dependent on how many like clients you're able to book, essentially. What would that be considered? Would that be contract work? I don't think so.
I guess.
Whatever that is. Freelance as a therapist? No, it's not freelance. I don't know. Just being a therapist without a salary and instead being paid hourly does not give her the most stability in the world. Like, she has no PTO and, like, no guaranteed payment or schedule, all that kind of stuff. So this is, like, a lot more stability. And she's hoping that she'll open up a practice and, like, do therapy on the side. And she said that she'll let me know when she starts that. So I hope it's sooner rather than later. That's that. If you have any additional questions, go for it, but I imagine not.
All I'm hearing is that your therapist was overwhelmed by you, so she quit.
It was a me thing. I was a really tough one on her. Demanded a lot.
Sounds like it.
I mean,
with all you come to these episodes.
And I come to a lot. That's right. Gray the Gray, come is there anything piss. Else from this past week? Piss. That's right. Anything else from the past weekend meeting Issa's dad?
Nah.
Okay. Okay. I also made a sticker on iPhone the other day. You may have seen it. Our dear sweet friend, Wonderful Bulger, she sent a shark. You know, like the shark emoji on the iPhone where like its head is exploding?
No.
You can do like the giraffe head exploding, the shark head. It's not like actual emojis. It's the fucking weird faces.
Yeah.
Like there's
emoji, but they're animals.
Yeah, that shit. Wonderful Bulger sent one of those of a blue shark, and I thought, wow, this is the opportunity. And I went out of my way to save a pair of blue Nike sneakers as a sticker on my iPhone so I could transform Wonderful Bulger shark into tra-la-ledo, tra-la-la, one of the many characters among the Italian brain rot lore.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Just figured I'd share that.
Excellent job. Are you going to actually send it to me, or do I only
thought,
have to...
I figured you would have been in the group where it happened. Check out the business chat or something like that. Whatever the more recent one is.
I don't think I'm in that chat, whatever you're talking about.
Really? Oh, it might be the Big Brother one. It could be the Big Brother one. Let me check on it. Okay. We have a lot of group chats, because now we have a Pokemon group chat as well for the Pokemon card game. You are a part of that. It's with Hans.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm missing out on group chats, and I'm really devastated by that. My friends obviously hate me.
Oh, yeah. It was in the Big Brother group chat, so you did miss it.
Rude.
I'm going to guess you don't want to be part of the Big Brother group chat.
Yeah, I'm so good. I'm actually...
I just sent you it. Do you see the tra-la-leto tra-la-la?
I thought you made an actual sticker out of it.
No, I made a sticker out of the shoes. The shoes are the sticker. I just threw them on top of Bim Shark. Do you want me to make a... You can make a sticker out of what I just sent you.
No, it's whatever.
I don't know why you want so much from me. I'm trying my best.
I just feel like, you know, as such a devout fan, you should have done this already.
I don't even know what you're telling me to do.
The shark plus the sneaker should be the sticker in and of itself.
Like the one that I sent you? Or do you want the actual tra-la-leto tra-la-la as a sticker? Because I'm getting mixed signals about what you're really asking for.
No, like, I want the shark bitmoji.
Okay.
Plus sneakers as a sticker on its own.
I mean, okay, before we wrap up the podcast, I can do that for you right now. Okay?
Do it.
Okay. Well, listen. It was easier last time. I was able to just hold down on it, and then it made it into a sticker automatically. It's not cooperating right now. Give me just 1 second, okay? I'm trying my best. Bear with me. Okay?
I'm bearing.
Come on, iPhone. Okay, there you go, iPhone. Yeah, iPhone. Come on. Add sticker. Okay,
I
got
this. I
beat
you to it, JC.
No, you didn't. I don't even see it yet. I sent it first. You did not beat me to it. Look, I sent the sticker.
Okay. Well,
it looks like the shark is almost sad about the shoes. It does not look like he's wearing them.
Yeah, no, this is very sad, in fact.
Aw. Well, Gray the Gray. Are you ready to ride off into the... Oh, shit! Gray the Gray just sent his own tra-la-leto tra-la-la sticker. This is kind of cool. This is pretty epic. You know the meme
check this one out. Check this out.
Baby shoes for sale, never worn.
He's just petting the shark.
Oh! Oh! Wow. How'd she do it? She's so brave. She's consoling the shark as it cries over the dead baby shoes. This is epic, Grayson. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Okay, I think we're ready to ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, I think we should call it.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Adios!
B-O-Y-O-B-O-I. B-O-Y-O-B-O-I. It's the podcast you never heard.